Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. If what I ask seems kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind?
What would this do?
What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen. It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? It's a message of concern.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that's between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
This is your message of concern. When will they say, come right in, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ni Muhammadun Rasulullah. This is your message of concern coming out of California under the hands of Amin Muhammad. Thank him and This is also sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Film School. The school one day will be all over the planet Earth in all the communities when people wake up. So we here tonight on Broad Talk Radio Station to talk about one of the problems that affect the world, this image, this false image of God. It's the number one problem, one of the number one problems in the world why people are not at peace and our people not getting along. And we are here to explain why and what this false idea of image of God have done to the world and have kept the world people coming together and being one. And that is why God said not to ever make any image or make anything in this creation or on earth in the sky and call it the creator, because it's going to bring problems, unseen problems, and always continue coming problems in the world with the human family. So we'd like to start and open our talk up tonight with prayer. Prayer called Al Fatiha. It means to open. We need to open our talk, open my minds up, and get to work on this problem. And then once we solve this problem, you can see how small and how evil a little problem can be when you tell a lie on God. So first we like to make a prayer to open prayer called Al Fatiha. It means to open in English. We open up and we begin our talk, message of concern about talk radio station show. First we say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that was given to us in, and then we say it in the English translation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa bilaydami. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. God, we may do believe in what is holy. English translation. We seek protection with the Creator from Satan, the outcast, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thy favors on, and not of those who will go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greeting in the world that has been given to the human family. There's no other greeting match or come close to this greeting here. It is called peace. It is called peace from God to us and for us to keep the peace. So this is the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. And we like to say it to you tonight. As-salamu alaykum. It simply means may God peace be on you. If we were using God greeting of peace to each other, don't you know that would bring a peaceful world and we wouldn't have worried about all these weapons of mass destruction and all these killing and lying police and all these low down and ungodly judges that won't use the law equal to stop the problems in the world. And then the problems in the world could have been solved if we had some white people in the world. But since there's no white people, and all that is a lie, or everything else go along with that lie, comes along with it, and goes along with it. You're just a lie. There's no hardly find a decent judge. You can hardly find somebody who stand up for principle and call themselves a judge. You can hardly find a police officer know the law. He know his law, but he don't know the law of justice and equality. He don't know that law. He don't know the law of the Constitution that he's supposed to be protecting and serving. So they want to shoot and beat up and get rid of and do a decent job. And many of the police, including the African-American, are nothing but Ku Klux Klan, are nothing but terrorists with a badge and a gun. Many of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are terrorists, bullies with a gun, gang bangers with guns, and a law that protects them. Because if they were protecting and serving, we wouldn't have so many people, especially African American, dead because the so-called police officer, and I said so-called because if he had been a real police officer, many women, boys, men, and girls would be alive today. How do you shoot a man down in a wheelchair? They showed it on the internet, on Facebook, how these police that loaded up on this guy in a wheelchair. How you shoot a man? You ain't nothing but a cow. Tell the world you protecting America. I know all the people I know go to the army, and they come back first. They had to protect themselves from those who supposed to be teaching them the ropes of being a soldier. They had to protect themselves. And then had to come back. Then they come back in. They still got to protect themselves. So when is the army went into a war to fight for our freedom? It's nothing but a lie. It's like Black Lives Matter, another lie. If Black Lives Matter, why every night throughout America, in African American neighborhood, youths are killing each other, robbing and killing people at the gas station, at Walmart. Why is that going on? And going into people's houses and sticking them up and killing. And why? Because a lie has been told on God, that God got a son. And his son is the son of God. And his son looked just like the people that stole the African-American and brought them here and worked them 300 years without paying them. And then that son looked just like the colonel of those people who enslaved them. Looked just like them. And Elijah was told, if you, Elijah Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him, was told by Master Farad Muhammad, if you kill the devil, you end up killing most of your people, so many of your people. Because we want to be just like the evil. We want the same skin color. We want the eyes. We want everything they got. And so they don't have much morals because they think they own the world. They think they the god of this world. So they don't have no morals. So everybody want the same dough to go to hell that the Caucasian or the Jews are the ungodly people this world going to go through. And I'm talking about all Jews. We are told that we can never get to heaven until we love for our brother what we love for ourselves. So we have to love. We loving our brother. That's why we talking about them like that, because we love them. We don't want to see them go to hell. But they keep doing exactly what they're doing in that evil way, and they were showing that this female officer, police, or whatever she's supposed to be, of the Jew was locking up a Palestinian girl, taking her to jail for nothing. This Palestinian girl was getting arrested by the Jewish girl for nothing. But these people got a nerve to tell you about the Holocaust and want you to send money to them on the Holocaust. 6 million Jews supposed to die. They killed 100 million of us, and nobody act like they had nothing happened. 100 million of us they killed, bringing us over in. And some of us act like, hey, nothing happened, because we give all our money right back to them. We give all our money. We study helping each other come up. When we look at each other coming up, we start being suspicious and jealous of each other. And they put that in us. The plantation took time to mold its shape. And Willie Lynch got made a book that he gave to the slave master on how to make a slave. They got another book out, How to Make a Slave a Christian. You can buy that book too. I guess you can find it on the line. And that's what they did. They made us Christians. In other words, made us hate ourselves. That's what they're saying. Because how you gonna accept somebody's religion they themselves have never accepted? If they had accepted their religion, we would never be enslaved. We would never have been put beat down and raped. And they got a thing out there where they call buck breaking when a slave stood up to his so-called owner, and his owner in return tied him over a log and raped him and made him wear his pants down. Call it butt breaking. This, you can look it up on the internet. It's on there. Google would get to you. So then, if they had a religion, if they had been true to a religion, we would never have slavery. And we know all of them didn't go for that. We know John Brown and his 7 sons didn't go for that, but what they do, they killed John Brown and his 7 sons, Caucasian. And any Caucasian that stood up and said they were wrong, they would burn their house down. Hang them. Run across in their yard. So many of them, we didn't talk about all, many of them fought against them. They lost their life. They lost their life trying to say that was wrong. So it's our job to stand up and face this and make sure this don't continue to happen. It's our job to do that. Yeah, they'll stand up with you. Caucasian people will stand up with you. But they get threatened. They get jumped on. And that shouldn't happen. But we have to stand for ourselves. That's what Allah wants us to stand up against this evil. And we the only people in America fighting this racism for to remove racial image. We asked the church to do it, and some of them flat out didn't do it. Some of them, so they ain't trying to teach no true religion. But who going to tell them about that? We got Muslims now saying that Jesus is coming back. In other words, Prophet Muhammad won the last prophet. Jesus got to come back and do what Prophet Muhammad didn't do. After Jesus said that Prophet Muhammad was coming, and he's going to lead us in all truth. But where are the people, where are the imam, where are the people standing up against that lie? We get a good cookbook. We can get a good cookbook. They can give us a good cookbook. Oh, we can almost all shout. But when the second half of the cook bar, they keep you in that mold of never doing that for yourself. Never saying, so let's pull each other. Let's go to so-and-so place that they all Muslim men, let's go there and eat. All let's go there. Never say that. But they always want money. It's like the Christian church. So if the leader are not standing up, and the fathers are not standing up and remind them they're not standing up, then we ain't going nowhere. No, we ain't going nowhere. It's going to believers and say that Jesus coming back. And nobody said nothing. And then when somebody says something like, I'm going to say something, oh, he's a troublemaker. He come to bring trouble. He always bring you trouble. He always got trouble. Always want to start something. This is the language they use.
This is the language that the Ku Klux Klan use, that the, all the other people use. They know how to turn things around. They like the word Indian gift. Fumo taking away and giving you something, taking it back, than the Caucasian man. But they put that stigma on the Indian. And I heard a couple of Muslims talking about, you're an Indian giver. No, you're a Caucasian giver. Don't put that on the Indian. But that's what they do. They the terrorists, and they call you the terrorists. So we here tonight to get this stuff out, make it heard, and give the people an opportunity to change their mind. Because if we are the final battlefield, which we are, because these Christians are not going to do nothing. These Christians go along with anything that people do. They want to die. The doctor already come out and say, when you dye your hair, Caucasian doctor, so that dye go down in your brain and cause damage to your mental behavior. And the doctor said they have more in African-American women than anybody else. He sees more African-American women than anybody else. They come from that diet. Tell them to stop putting that diet in their head. Huh? We've been mentioning that. They would sit down and be like, mom, come in. Huh? But the Caucasian man said, all right, not only I'm going to make them put it in their head, I'm going to make them put it in their skin. And not only I'm going to make them put it in their arm and their chest, I'm going to make them tattoo their face. I'm going to make them get an earring along with that and some eyelashes. So these people are working on us to defeat us just like they did the buffalo. What people? I'm talking about the evil schemers, the devil themselves. And it ain't, I'm not there talking about a one ethnic group. When you talking about Clarence Carter, Clarence Thomas, you talking about the Ku Klux Klan. When you talk about these other Republicans that love Donald Trump, that a man that hate us, a man ain't trying to see us being rich. He want us to go back. He told us to go back to Africa. He said he want to make America great again. In other words, he want to get us out of here. You can't make America great. America ain't never been great. If they became great, we call what we gave them. We gave them the knowledge to make the car, to make the train, to make the air condition, to train the rotate the crop. We gave them that. Huh? And what did they give us? Nothing but hell. And your mama made the pancake, and asked her how many pancake company that she owned. Stole that. Cornbread, you name it, biscuits. They stole that fried chicken. Cone Sandler was the first. He has a fresh lie. So all these things they stole from us, and now they tell you they stole you from us because they got their image up in the world. So we here tonight to discuss these things, get these things out front, and give our people opportunity to understand that we all obligated to change this wicked world. It's not just on Muslim and Christians and Muslim supposed to be close. We all supposed to believe in one God. Our book, your book said, their book said, don't make no image of God. And we have to remind them what their book said. So they don't broke that law. Their book said, don't make nothing in the sky. So I see we got a person hand up, and one of our cohorts worker. My name is Abdullah Akbar, and I have Dahir Akbar, my wife. We are cohort worker on this Bob Talk radio station. And we also have Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his wife, Karan Muhammad. And we have Brother A. Muhammad, who comes on. And I was listening to some of the things he was saying. He was saying like he know all the people ain't no good. I got to talk to him about it. We can't go, we ain't all knowing. We ain't all seeing on that law, all seeing no. We don't know who's going to set this religion. Some people never heard in this religion. I got some towns I can take you to right now that is still like the same way it's always been, because nobody had the courage to go to that town and share this information about the Islam to the people. And because most of our young people, they dress scared, they live scared with all this hair on their back and hair going out. They look ridiculous. So we have to get some of this stuff straightened out with the help of Allah. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad in the queue. He'll raise his hand. Bring him up, let him continue to say what he got to say. Because he got something to say. I always got something to say. Brother Sujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
assalam. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
How you doing? How you doing? Oh, y'all
Everything's pretty good.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you can take the wheel. You got it.
Yeah, I'm going to raise a little hell.
I'm going to set the studio on fire. That's all I said. You got it.
All right. Alhamdulillah. I bear witness also. And look, I got an echo there. It's two phones. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet, you know. Ain't no other prophet that's coming. Like Brother Akbar just said, you got Muslim coming by the prophet. Another prophet is coming, you know. Ain't no more after Prophet Muhammad. There's no need for another prophet, you know. So we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet, you know. Jesus said, That it's expedient that I go away. You know, it's expedient that I go away. If I go not away, then the comforter won't come. Ahmed won't come. And when he come, he gonna bring you into just a little bit of the truth. No, half the truth. No, he didn't say that. He said when he comes, he's going to bring you into all truth. And Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. Or set you free, however you want to put it. You know, you might, most likely you already a prisoner, you know, and you're not free, you know. And especially a mental prisoner, you know, if you believe that God had a son, and if you believe that the Caucasian man is the son of God, you know, then you're a prisoner. And you need to know the truth, you know. And when you hear the truth, if you don't accept the truth, you're going to, guess what's gonna happen? You're gonna stay a prisoner. You're gonna be a worse prisoner. You're gonna be a prisoner that's gonna go around telling lies. So you're gonna be dangerous. That type of prisoner is dangerous. You know. Make up lies. Create lies. You know. Try to justify a lie. You're a dangerous prisoner. You know. You're dangerous to your children. You're dangerous to your grandchildren. You're dangerous to peoples that don't have knowledge and trying to get knowledge, seeking knowledge. You're dangerous to them also. You know, when you go around and teach the world that God got a son, then you're dangerous. You know, and then later on you're going to the next generation start teaching that Jesus is God. That's the way they taught that. You know, a long time ago, they didn't say that Jesus was God. They said that, you know, that he was the Son of God, which is just as bad, which is the beginning of the lie, you know. And then they, later on, they started teaching that God had a son, that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, so these people know, they know the truth. You see, I'm going to read a little bit from the Quran. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I see refuge in God. We call God in Arabic, we call God Allah. And I'm just saying God, you know, because maybe we got some people that's Christian, or people that don't understand Arabic listening to us. So I seek refuge in God against the rejected Satan. With God's name, most gracious, the most merciful. The Quran says, starting in Surah 21, Ayat 30, said, do not the unbelievers see that the heaven and the earth were joined together as one unit of creation? Before we clothed them asunder, we made from water every living thing. Will they not then believe? We have set on the earth mountains standing firm, lest it should shake with them. And we have made therein broad highways between mountains for them to pass through, that they may receive guidance. And we have made the heaven as a canopy, well guarded. Yet do they turn away from the signs with these things, which these things point to. It is he who created the night and the day. Now, when we say it is he, we're not talking about Jesus. It's he who created the night and the day, and the sun and the moon, all the celestial bodies, swim along, each in his rounded course. We grant not to any man before the permanent life. I mean, everybody gonna die, including Jesus. This is the reason we ask the Christian to read the Quran. This is the last revelation, revealed knowledge. And then you have a better understanding of your book, the one that they added to and took things out of it and lied. Every soul shall have a taste of death. Every one of them. That's including Jesus now. You can't come to me and lie to me. You might lie to somebody else and try to tell me that Jesus didn't have a soul. You can't lie to me that way. Jesus prayed to God. Jesus said if he bear witness of himself, his witness is not true. Jesus said, our Father, who art in heaven. Jesus worshiped God. You see, so this definitely talking to Jesus. Every soul shall have a taste of death, and we test you by evil and by good, by way of trial that ye, by way of trial, to us must ye return. Woo, it's just the same thing. I'm saying you tell it the same thing. The Quran is saying it over and over and over. When you pass, you're going back to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. It's an Arabic word which means all in all. Allah. When you pass, you're going back to Allah. And you're going to have to answer for the things that you did or the things that you did. Allah said that there's an angel that's been assigned to each soul, each one of us, two angels, right, that wrote down every, writes down everything in a book. Everything. Don't miss nothing. So when you come before God, he must, the Bible said, there's a book. You know. And say, if you take anything out of this in a book, you're going to be punished. So if you bring this truth to people and you show it to them in their book and they change it, Allah promised hell for you, hellfire. You will get hellfire. Brothers and sisters, we don't want our Christian brothers and sisters to go to hell. We know what kind of trick has been played on them by Shaitan. That's why when I try to explain to them things out of the Quran, I don't make it complicated. Because they already been tricked. Shaitan already got them going in the wrong direction. So you don't want to confuse them too much. You know. Just open up for them. Don't try to answer everything for them. I remember the man told us that. Don't try to answer everything for the person that's been influenced by the lie or the person that lost. Don't try to answer every question for them. Let them figure out some of the answer or figure out some of the questions themselves. Because you want to make them think. That's what we want to do. We want to make them think. And they'll figure something out. They'll come back and tell you. And that's the way that you want it. You don't want to tell the Christian brothers and sisters that you can't be a Muslim. I mean, if you don't become a Muslim, you're gonna go to hell. No, that's the same teaching that they teaching. The only thing that gonna save you is Islam. You're using an Arabic word, talking to English people, and you telling them the only thing going to save them is Islam. They don't know what you're talking about. But if you tell them, if you interpret the word Islam, said that that the only way you're going to heaven is that you got to submit your will to do God's will. You got to yield. Yielding is that's talking about Islam. And if you yield your will to God and submit it to Him, you're gonna have peace in your life. So let's don't confuse the people. When we teach them, let's don't confuse them. Let's hopefully have them to come back and try to explain some things to us. That's what you want. Then you know, if you got a student like that, then you know that person is listening and learning because they're already trying to apply the Holy Quran, apply the understanding that they're getting from the prophet. They're already trying to do that. So you want them to come back. And you don't want them, the imam said, you don't want, he don't want no parakeet. What it meant by, you know what he mean by no parakeet, is that everything that he say, you say the same thing. You peep, every way he look at a thing, you look at it the same way. He said, you don't want that. See, when you do that, then you are trying to establish yourself as the source of knowledge. That they don't have to come back to you. It's that you the one gave them their understanding and they know where to go back and get it again. Now, you want to set them free. And so you have given them your understanding of the knowledge. You're not giving them the complete understanding of it. Nobody can give you the complete understanding of it but God. So when you teach the Quran, you got to be able to apply it to your everyday life. That's how you teach the religion. You got to apply it to your everyday life. And the people can relate to it, or they can relate to what you're talking about. And nobody have a monopoly on how you're supposed to apply or how you're supposed to live the everyday life. That's when Allah told the Prophet Muhammad, it's not your job to tend to the affairs of the people. You can't teach the people how to treat their wives, how to raise their children. That's not your business. Our job is to bring the truth to the people and pray that they heard it and they take it and use it in their life. That's our job. So we teach on the broad talk. Every day except Friday, and we teach on Friday. We have the Juma on Friday. So if you want to know more about the deen means it's an Arabic word which means the way of life, the way of religion, or the way of life. If you want to know more about Islam and more about the Quran, well, tune in to the blog talk. Tune into this station. And when you tune into it, you know, listen to what we're saying and then go in and investigate and do some research on it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Or ask us a question. So I didn't understand that point that you made. I can't accept that with you, the statement that you made. You know. We don't have no problem with that. If a person got a problem with that, then they shouldn't be teaching. But we don't have no problem with you asking us a question. Are you challenging you challenging us on a statement that we made. We don't have no problem with that. We ain't trying in this religion, what we are teaching, the Quran, God say there should be no compulsory, no force in the religion. So we thank you. We pray that Allah, God bless you, that you picked up something that we said. We came in peace, you know, and we're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum. We turn it back over to you, Agba.
Well, look, as-salam. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Well, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. We don't know who Allah wants and who he don't want. So we can't even, we only speak a word to the right, and word to the right that Allah gonna choose who he please, and there the only war we the only the game we talking about somebody we can't go to these people. We ain't wasting our time. Allah, I ain't never said he wasted time.
No, we didn't. No.
Can't do that.
No. We ain't the final judge.
That's right. That's right. We ain't all knowing, all wise. We can't see it. So we can't, no kind of statements. We can't.
Yeah.
And we have to be careful.
We got to be careful. Yes, sir.
That whole, he's saying no thing. He may have been taught like that. Prophet Muhammad didn't talk like that.
He showed them.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. And there's a story that if one sheep get lost, go out there, you know, you heard the story, nine, one got away and they went there, had to go get him. So, they go get a sheep. Then, don't worry, go get the people that lost. Look like they done got away. That's what y'all to make the message clear, not make anybody do anything. Our job is to make this message clear. There's no God but Allah, and this prophet is a follow prophet. No more prophet come. And the reason I said something about the Juma I was given yesterday, and I did not hear it, but the man told me that the brother that did the Juma yesterday saying that Prophet Jesus is coming back. He's coming.
Oh.
I missed it. But he said, then I asked him some more people, and they think they said they heard it. So I asked him, I was waiting to see it going to be on the internet, on Facebook. They put the Juma basically on Friday on the Facebook. Yeah, that ain't it. And I've been looking for it, but I haven't seen it. So before I make any comment. I made that comment, true comment, that why would God send Jesus back to Prophet Muhammad as the final prophet? And said there's no more prophet to come. We said that. And why are we going to send Jesus back? A man that's supposed to be in the grave, living good, before the good work he got there, he's going to come back here and try to do what he finished up, what he done. He told you he ain't the one who finished it up. My mama gonna finish it up. And that's what
we need to get in contact with him and tell him and ask him for a little bit more understanding on what do we mean. I mean, could you give us Just any kind of reason. Give us a reason why Jesus should come back. You know, and just have a conversation with our brother. There's other imams making that same statement.
Right. I want to talk to Imam. That's his son. That's Imam's son, the one who made that son. And I want to ask him first, do he believe that?
Imam
Fook.
Imam Fook, son?
Yeah, he made that statement yesterday. That was he's not with our community, but he with the other African community, and it's okay, yeah. But I'm saying don't make that kind of statement. If he said that, I got to make sure first. Young man told me he said it.
I didn't hear him say it, but if he said it, we would like for him to explain that to us. What is your understanding of that? Because a lot of times people pass things on, they be regurgitating. They got it from somebody else, you know.
That's
and,
what
I'm and they just forget. Sometimes you get things from other people, and you don't check it out.
Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, he might have made a mistake.
I don't think he's intentionally to misguide us, but we need to make that clear.
We need to make that clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to make that clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to get that cleared up. But anyway.
I don't think we have no problem with it.
I'm looking at the news. Salman Rush had been attacked and stabbed and shot, and the one who tried to kill him had been charged with attempted murder. They called him, the one that attacked him. You know, Salman Rush, he the one said Prophet Muhammad was fake, you know.
The one put it in his book.
He might take a chance to read that book.
The book about 100 most influential peoples in history.
Ron got that book. He sell it every Friday. That's his big book. He sell it every Friday. So he sell that book. He want people to know about that. So. The more people know, then
he's not a Muslim. We weren't a Muslim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is a Jew that wrote the book.
That's a Jewish man. That's right.
So we don't care who wrote it. We know that we all white people, both people, and we divided. We ain't standing together. And so Satan came up with the perfect scheme to divide us. And after God told him not to do it. But we're going to work to change this. So anybody else want to say anything? Got any more comments? It's time to make a comment. Anybody want to say anything? Any sisters want to say anything? Because we want to hear from everybody.
That's right.
Everybody.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah,
you know, so praise to you, God.
Everybody.
Yeah, we all gonna have to stand on our own merit on the day of judgment. How we conducted our life, how we treated people, how we carry ourselves. So that's important. But
it's
all praise to be God.
Mm-hmm. Islam makes you apply your life as a simple life, not no complex life. Islam makes you live a fair life. You had to be fair, you know, to practice Islam, and it makes you want to be. One that believe in truth, you know, you know, and practice truth. You know, that's Islam. Islam, and I don't know what people think in Islam is. You know, Islam ain't nothing complicated. You can not out of Islam. You can be a scientist. You know, you can. There's many things: a lawyer, a judge. You can be different things, and be a Muslim. You know.
Yes, sir.
But being all them different things ain't what makes you a Muslim. What makes you a Muslim is how you conduct yourself and the fairness about you, you know. So people is given they are given the people the wrong idea. You know, some of us just get real fired up over mm-hmm. our religion, and we present it as a superiority thing to make people feel inferior. You don't present
right.
Islam like that. You don't present Islam to make people feel inferior. You know, you present it in a way where you're giving them an option. You know, you're giving them an option to the lie that's going on out here, and you got the truth. Here's the truth. You know, and so you can make some decisions. Praise be to Allah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. When top of the hour, we have to implicate businesses, because we know after all said and done, to be equal with anybody and as a people, we must have. If they got a house, we must have a house. They got a skyscraper, we must have one. And that would bring equal quality.
That's
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's equality.
If they get a job, they be given a job. So that's the higher learning and the higher education. If they if we depend on them that they keep giving us a job, then they're doing what they brought them for. To give us a job, but if we give them a job, then we reversing the reason that we all here. The reason we supposed to be on this earth is to serve God, to get back to what God wants us to be, and that's human beings. And
if we making $20 trillion, every year off of the taxpayers' money. And what I mean by taxpayer, when I say tax, I'm talking about us. If America is drawing in $60 trillion every year, and they got to look for a way to give that money back, you know, and they got different types of programs with like giving jobs and you know different types of programs they got. You know, using that money in the society, but we should get a share of it. Mm-hmm. The money ain't just for certain people.
That's our
tax money. But they get the money and get rich off of it.
Right.
They get the money, and we on welfare. We shouldn't be on no welfare, and we the richest country in the world. You know, so if they want to be fair, then they're going to have to share the wealth.
I'd share the wealth.
If they want to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to have to share the wealth. And see,
yeah.
You know, that's where the Ku Klux Klan came out of. You know, they thought that Black people was going to take their job coming out of slavery, you know, and they rose up and became Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
Because they thought that we were going to take the job from them.
Yeah. That's what they did. That's what they said.
Yeah. They raised up against called us, gave us all kind of labels, niggas and coons and everything. You know? Made us look real, real bad. That's what Trump tried to do. Put labels on people. Every time you have an argument, a debate with somebody, he put them up on a label.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Disease, the tick and Lyme disease, 101 Lyme disease is the most common tick home in a home and disease that's in the United States. So what? So they telling about this disease is picking back up too, the tick and Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
It popped news that popped up. So you know, we know that we're in the judgment, and whatever we see has been already predicted is going to happen. So it's going to happen, and until we come together and be human beings, and then God, with His mercy, will decline, will turn some of this stuff away from us. But first, we gonna have to submit. We gonna have to come together. If somebody whooping you, a mama whooping you, or father whooping you, want to make you better, and you get the whooping, you don't get no better. Then they keep whooping you, and something gonna give. So
you know, Agba, if the people that's in charge right now, in authority right now, be fair. With all that money that they get, you know, we're smart enough as Americans to figure out all these problems that we have. We can solve all these problems.
I agree.
But we're so busy just trying to make ends meet. You know, fighting drug addiction. You know, trying to pay our rent, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, but we could figure out all these problems. But we got some smart people in America, you know.
Yes, sir.
But they are in such high oppression. To a whole lot of these problems is not solved. So we weighed down with a whole lot of things that is done intentionally. It's done intentionally.
Yeah.
You know, they try to kill as many of us as they possibly can anyway, too.
Yeah, I noticed another thing they want us to do. They don't want us to be happy.
Yeah.
See, when you happy, you can come up with ways and means and with people that are happy with you to change anything. They don't want
you
us to
think,
be happy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
you have. They don't want that.
Yeah. Always looking. Got the hand out begging. You know.
Right.
Always dependent in a dependent situation. You know. And see where you ain't got. There's no hope.
Yeah, I just left the grocery store. And to see all that shiny fruit and stuff and plum, they know they looking good, but they ain't worth a quarter. They ain't worth a penny.
Man, ain't worth a quarter.
You can
tell
you, man. You can put it and knock it over the
table. They
look good. Pizza look good. They got no hat fur on it, man. Looking good.
They look good. But you bite one of them, it'll break your teeth.
Mm-hmm. And
it ain't sweet at all.
Yeah, you got sorry food, man. Talking about, I thought it was all right to eat fruit and stuff with no seeds in it. No. A lot tell us that.
That's what we got.
You know.
Food. Yeah, I'll keep drinking. Ain't that something? Somebody say something like that?
Well,
I thought it was all right.
Brother. Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
assalam.
Uh, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu, Iyyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladzina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. Ameen.
Assalamu
alaikum, brothers and sisters. I've been thinking all day about what I mentioned yesterday, that we need to find us a fixer-upper. You know,
yeah.
Work on us a fixer-upper, maybe a couple of them, maybe... Brother Shujah, you know, I could get your zip code, and I could get Akbar's zip code. I got what he gave it to me, but I didn't write it down. I got to get it again. But we need to find us a fixer. The reason is that, like I said, we got the greatest religion in the history of human beings. Ever since the human being came on this earth, we got the greatest religion. We got the greatest, Allah's Akbar. We got the greatest prophet. The greatest prophet, you know what I mean? Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him.
Amen.
We have a great understanding of Scripture. We have a great understanding of where the Bible went wrong, how the Christians are going wrong. They present their prophets as foil or spoiled or failed prophets. Their prophets do things like get drunk and get naked. You know what I mean? And want to go with his daughters, stuff like that. The prophet that the Bible presents sent his general. He saw his wife in the moonlight. He saw his general's wife in the moonlight and became captivated by her body and his imagination. So he sent his general to war and put him on the front line, knowing that he's going to get killed.
Exactly.
Thinking he's going to get killed in order to go and be with that man's wife, you know. That's the type of
thinking. That kind of thinking. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, that's the type of thing that, you know, that the Bible has given the Christian man, you know, to wrestle with, you know, and try to understand and try to live by. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the type of thing, but the Holy Quran corrects that, saying that the servants of God, the prophets of God, are good, honest, you know, upright, you know what I mean, clean people, you know. And the Holy Quran says to follow their guidance, follow them, learn from them, study these prophets, you know. So my point is that... we have the truth. We have the absolute truth from Almighty God. Plus, he gives us orders. He said, now, you know, make your prayers. Make your prayers five times a day. Reinforce this great understanding that you have. You know, your prayers. You know, and Ramadan, do your fasting. And even if it ain't Ramadan, during the week, if you want, it's up to you. You could maybe fast on Mondays and Thursdays, you know, alhamdulillah. And you got your Eid. You got your after Hajj, you got to eat, and after Ramadan, you got to eat in order to reinforce what you're learning, reinforce the teaching, just to have you to understand even more. So we got a great huge religion. You know,
also
the people
out in the world, they can apply this book too. They can apply it in their life. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So we have it. We got it, you know, and And the Pope Christian of our people don't know, but inshallah he will know because we're going to teach him. We're going to show him. Allah will bless us to touch his heart, open his heart up to al-Islam, if not him, his children, but because it's, they have nowhere else to turn. They have nowhere else to turn. And we do have an answer, you know. So my point is, all right, now that we have all that, let's go to step two. Step two is applying the teachings of the Holy Quran, applying the teachings of applying the teachings, you know what I mean? Implement it. We got going back to 1930, even our daily knowledge, you know what I mean? Not so much our scriptural knowledge from God with the Holy Quran, but just our knowledge that we got from 1930, living in these cities in Detroit, Milwaukee, Chicago, all over Los Angeles, just knowing the city folk, knowing the people. So let's go to step two. What is step two? Step two is applying all this that we know, all this knowledge that we know. You know, inshallah, we could. Oh, a lot of us, you know, I could talk a good game. You know what I mean? But let's put our money where our mouth is. Let's put our money. You know what I mean? Because. See, this is the message of concern, and this is what I'm going to try to tell people as I get on the Blog Talk Radio show, because I love listening to the Blog Talk Radio show, different shows, but they got the IWDM, they got, you know what I mean, you know, they have the one that comes out of Chicago with Rasul, we got the one that come with Brother Rashid, run by Imam Sahir, you know what I mean? And we got AM360. You know, they always got programs, and I just love listening to the Muslims. Love listening to these Muslims. You know what I mean? Talk this religion, teaching this religion. You know what I mean? In other words, going over this religion that we have, and so we all know. Because sometimes, you know, they be quoting Imam Muhammad something that I forgot Imam Muhammad did say. You know, and one brother may be teaching, and he might be writing. So we have a constant diet of the truth, constant diet of good teachers, good teachers that's going into our heart and our soul and our minds. You know what I mean? You know, I love listening to these Muslims. These Muslims on these radio shows, all praising each other a lot. But let's go to step two. What are we going to do? This is the message of concern. Message of concern says that this image is wrecking the world, has wrecked the world. You know?
Right.
This image, what has it done to the minds of the world? It's like that lady say, what has it done to the minds of the world's children? Step two. What is step two? Step two is for us to come together and pool our pennies, nickels, and dimes and get into the material world like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us and like Imam W.D. Muhammad taught us with AMCOP and taught us with CPC. Let's put our money together. Can we put our money together? Or is it something in that image that is holding us back from getting together and putting our minds, our hearts, our souls together and do something. That image, is it something in that image? Now, I do know the Imam Graver gave us a great teaching on how in the crucifixion of the image, you know, so-called Jesus his feet was nailed. And his hands were nailed. You see what I mean? And the Imam told us that is symbolic. It's the Tawili, the interpretation. The interpretation. The Imam said that means that The people cannot do things with their hands. They can't get together and do things with their hands together. And they can't do things with their legs together. You know?
Yeah. It's talking about us.
Is that the answer? The message of concern is supposed to ask those questions and answer those questions.
That's right.
Is it something that's stopping us from putting our pennies and nickels and not and go find us a fixer-upper in Baton Rouge, find us a fixer-upper in Decatur, and fix that fixer-upper up? And put it on the market and sell it, make that fixer-upper be nice and pretty and painted with either carpet or hardwood floors, and the lawn is manicured and pretty and green. Can we do that, or are our hands nailed, our feet nailed?
Yeah.
Are them thorns in our minds? Stopping us, you know, are we any little thing? Do any little thing make us fall out? We fall out with each other. My grandmother used to say, piece of hair fall out.
Yeah.
So, in other words, what I'm saying is,
any little thing.
Any excuse to fall out with each other, not do
That's
business with each other. Is it any? You know what I mean? What is it? Is that image really? You know, this is the message of concern. We're supposed to be exploring these questions more so than any other show, any other, you know, more than Lifeline, more than AM360, more than IWDM radio, more than anything. The message of concern is supposed to be asking these questions and answering them questions. What is it stopping us from getting together and pooling our money?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be asking and answer those questions and invite everybody in our circle to come on the show and tell us why we can't get together and get us a fixer-upper and polish that fixer-upper real nice and paint it and sell it. Can we do that? Or... Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got quite a few buildings here in Baton Rouge. So
yes,
I'm gonna give you some of the area codes. Not the area code, but the what you call it? The zip code.
Zip code.
Excuse me. Yeah, the zip code. And you know, take a picture of it and see, you know, could we come together on some of these buildings? They got quite a few of them here in Baton Rouge, and a building that we BUI is looking for is something that is for the senior citizen. You know, if we can get a building for the senior citizen. You can put everything in that building, you know, restaurant, drugstores.
You mean a commercial building, like a commercial building?
Yes, sir. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna drive around and look at some of these buildings. I pass by all the time, take down the zip, and I know that you in real estate that you can run it down and give us a lowdown.
That's right.
So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that.
And you know because we meet every day except Juma, but we meet every day 6 days a week. We're supposed to be able to do a little bit a day, if no more than that, a little bit a day toward our goal, because we've been beating a couple years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and we should put this challenge out all over the community.
You're going to have our position. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we get together? Is this image too much? Is that image too much for us? Is that image too much in our soul, in our mind, that is stopping us from getting together? Do we fall out at any little thing make us fall out? Not want to work with each other and
You're hitting on it.
So we need to put this, to put this question all over the community. Ask them to come on the show and tell us something. Come on, can they tell us something? Can they answer? Praise each other, We're gonna try to do it. Meet every single week, 6 days a week. We meet. And we ought to able to report our progress. How do we do, today and then yesterday? And come on, every day we make it progress.
Yeah.
Or can we do this? Because this is step two. We got the greatest religion in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
We got the greatest prophet. We got the greatest book. And Allah's Akbar. Allah's the greatest, the greater. So, all right, praise be to Allah, And Allah stands. So it must be something to it. It must be something to it because Allah says the greatest crime that you could commit is to associate partners with Allah. And if that ain't the image, I don't know what is. That's the image. So it must be huge. Is it too big for us to overcome?
It's gonna free us. And that's one of the main prisons that we claim we gotta keep and it's gonna set us free. So they fighting that. They gonna fight that. But that's good.
Yes, sir.
If it ain't the biggest.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, that's going to be my express yourself topic. This Tuesday. I'm gonna just talk about the same thing we talk about right now. Can we do it? Allah says the greatest crime you can commit is associating something with me, and that image, that blonde and blue eyed image, and the one where he's nailed, and all that old stuff, and all that old teaching that they gave us, all them old lies that they gave us, man.
Is it too much for us to overcome?
Well, that's the question we gonna put to the community. We need to take us out of an ad in Muslim Journal, put out a big old ad, ask that question, Because that sister says, what is it do to the mind? And she asked the question. She said, "What does it do to the world, to the minds of the world's children?" She asked that question. So this is what our whole community should be signed into Message of Concern. And pose that question and ask that question and look for answers and explore it, go back and forth, chop it up, until the more we look at it day by day, we're going to free ourselves. See, that's what's going to free us, because we right here with that message of concern, and we're dealing with it, where, maybe some other people cannot deal with it. They can't deal with it, but we're going to make progress every day, dealing with removing that image from our soul. know.
Yes, sir. I'm writing this down.
Yes,
I'm writing
sir.
This down in my book that I look at every day. You know. I'm gonna get the address.
Assalamualaikum.
Yes, sir.
Assalamualaikum.
What
language is that? The Quran.
Akbar, you're kind of breaking up. Akbar, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. Let me see.
Okay. Sister Quran, you want to say something?
No, I can't hear you.
You can hear me? Can you hear me?
She can't. I mean, she don't have it on unmute.
Oh, yeah, she got unmute.
I
no, yeah, let me get on your phone. I just want to ask Amin a question.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to ask you, what did you say? Let me turn this off. Well, I want to ask you, what did you say that the reason why that you want Shuja to, because Shuja said he was going to look for a building? What he was saying about that?
Yes, we want to do a fixer-upper in Shuja's zip code and Brother Akbar's zip code, you know, and I could look some stuff up long distance. I could look it up on the internet, anything we need to know about a property. And we need to put our minds and our soul and our money together and get us to fix it up and sell it. And show ourselves that we can do it. You know, like this image and everything that we've been talking about every day for 2 years is not too big for us to overcome and accomplish something, because we know we need to go to step two, Sister Quran. In other words, we got the greatest religion, we got the greatest prophet, we got the greatest teaching, we got Imam Muhammad, the greatest leader. We got knowledge going back to 1930. We got knowledge going back to 1930. So we ought to be able to get ourselves together, put our minds and our souls and our hearts and our spirit together and get us a fixer open just to show ourselves, can we do it? Or is that a little bit too much for us? You know? That's the question. So we asking Brother Akbar down in Decatur, Georgia, you know, have you seen some, like a fixer up in his neighborhood? Something that we could look at. I could look it up. I could contact the real estate agent who got it listed, if it's something listed, or is it a probate property, or is it a lien sale property? You know what I mean? It could be like that. Where let's find us a property. Let's find us a fixer upper. That's, you know, that's what I'm saying. Let's find us a fixer upper and fix it up. Fix it up, you know. Get us one. Go ahead and fix it and sell it, and then go on and get us another one. Keep on doing it, and then inshallah, maybe we could do two or three at a time. You know what I mean? You know. So that's.
Do you understand what we're saying?
Yeah, that's your project. Go ahead on.
Alhamdulillah. So that's clear. That's real clear, you know. And praise be to Allah. And like you say, that'll be number two. It's number two move, and then it'll stop number three from just talking about it all the time. You know.
Because
it's not getting brains out.
Shuja, every time me and Rashad, I take Rashad to the place. They build it all over California, man, all over
Venice, Compton, man, they got buildings coming up, man. They just build it. Well, I know, well, one thing that we know, in California they have what they call the ADU laws because there's such a homeless problem here on the West Coast of California, and housing prices then are so high that a lot of people sleep on the ground now. You know, they just forget it. Yeah. You know, they just sleep on the ground. But it's a homeless problem. So
yeah,
they have changed. They've changed the laws big time, and they make it so easy for people. Huh? What you say, bro?
You said it. You said they changed the law.
Yeah.
You said people sleep on the ground, and you said they changed the law in reference to the property, right?
Right. They changed the laws to make it so easy for people, like contractors and stuff, to build and add on.
Oh, okay. Then. Gotcha.
A homeowner who owns a house in California could almost build another house in his backyard. Man, it didn't change the laws so big time. I mean, because they're trying to deal with this homeless situation, man. If you had a house of 5,000 square foot, kind of like a lot, you know, the laws have changed so much. I mean, it used to be hard to add on. You know, you had to get a inspector and this inspector and that inspector and all that stuff. Oh, man, it's so easy now, man, because of the homeless problem. Man, they got these people sleeping all out in front of McDonald's. That used to make me mad. I say, man, how can these people just put a tent right in front of McDonald's? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody know they ain't got no place to use the bathroom.
Relax the law.
Well, they start being a little bit harder now on people sleeping on the street. They're making laws now in California or L.A.
Okay.
Where you just can't you know have a tent in front of a business no more. You know what I mean? It was crazy, man. You know, I mean, I got a soft heart, but I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all, man. I didn't like that where people could just. I know people need a place to stay, but let the political process get them somewhere like a voucher to sleep at a hotel or something, you know, or build a big apartment building. You know, hey man, they could build 10, 15, 20 stories. You know what I mean? Apartments and stuff, you know? But don't just let the people just sleep all out on the street, on the sidewalk where they ain't got no place to wash up, ain't got no place to poop, ain't got no, you know what I mean? That's crazy. That's savage.
You know, the government done did something similar, and that's for a scam in Medicare. The government is allowing the scammers to where the senior citizen, regular citizen of America, to be an open target for scammers. Mm. Some people that hold, they call them 10 and 20 times a day. For them to talk to you about Medicare, you don't want something. This is you don't got some free money in there, you know, I think all that stuff is designed, you know, it's designed for people's to keep them poor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know where they'll be targets, you know, and it'll be so busy that the common person will just look over it. You know, just look over it. All these scammers. You know, you look on your telephone, you got all kinds of scammers. You know, you can't block it. If you block it, and you're going to get 20 more.
Mm-hmm.
You block it. You block one, you're going to get 20 more, you know. I'm just making that point because you made the point about the person, the homeless person, you know, setting up their tents and things, running in front, right in front of the person's business, and rather than the government jumping on that, police department or whoever are jumping on that, some of the lines allowing them to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just telling you what time it is here in America, what's going on here in America, you know. Well, the citizen ain't got no kind of protection. You know, the government ain't looking out for the citizen. You know, if the man got the money, is who they looking out for. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But there it is. And so that's the only way they can imply that they looking out for the citizens, you know, by allowing them to do a little thing like that, set up the business, set up the houses right in front of a business. That's going to be a big thing. That's going to be a big thing. And then they call themselves slowly going to protect them. It's the same thing about the stimulus. Same thing. The stimulus is the same thing. You know, they are giving people, they are telling people that you got a check coming. If you're over 50 years old, over 60 years old, you got a check coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's the same thing.
Yeah, all they want to do is get your information.
Yeah, they get all your information, and then they give you all them subscriptions. They get you old mugs. I mean, they get your numbers and get your information. Then they start advertising everything. They be shooting everything to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just a target.
Well,
If anybody is being targeted by like you got a debit card, like you gave somebody or gave a company or you bought something with your debit card, and they take money from you every month. Well, if you call if you call a debit card company, they really hard on those people, man. I've got my money back. I couldn't stop Experian, you know, the credit bureau, Experian from taking money. They take $20 from me every $15, $20 every month, and I call them, and they keep me on the line for an hour, you know what I mean? And you just say, oh, y'all, forget it, you know. And then they keep taking money, and they've been taking money from me for the last couple years. But I'll up and call my bank, and they ask me, they say, well, Mr. Brahman, you know, how far do you want to go back? I say, well, if we can, let's go back 2 years, because I've been trying to stop them for 2 years from taking money out of my account. You know, let's go back 2 years then, because they're afraid of these banks. Those debit card companies, if they sold you something and they're taking money out of your account and stuff like that, they are definitely afraid of the banks because, that's how this whole system rolls. Now, this is, your debit card and credit card, man, that's how your whole system
that's
rolls.
The whole setup,
In fact, the whole United States. You know, run it. No, you know, I'll be out selling pictures, and then people say, "Man, you know, I don't carry cash no more. You don't take Cash App or Zelle or you know what I mean." And my daughter's. I said, take my daughter's Cash App. So my daughter be saying, "Daddy, why don't you just open your old Cash App account?" You know what I mean? Because I be using hers, man.
Okay,
because I've had problems with the IRS before, and that ain't nice. They're hounding you. I'm sleepless nights messing with with them, especially when 911, when everybody, you know, everybody was calling into the radio shows and giving their opinion. Muslims was giving their opinions and stuff. Next thing you know, you know what I mean? It looked like the IRS got crazier and crazier and harder, you know. I say, well, see, because I'll be calling to Larry Elder's show and all that old kind of stuff, you know. But anyway.
So who you call to report them about in reference to the debit card, you know?
Call your bank. Whatever bank you got. If you got Wells Fargo, call the Wells Fargo and tell Wells Fargo people that you want to do a dispute. You want to dispute an amount.
Okay.
Or America, whatever the bank is, just call them and say you want to dispute.
I
bought something from a company and I gave them something like $1,500, $1,600. And then, like the next week, I wanted my money back. Boy, they would say, "Oh no, you can't get your money back. You can't." And I said, "What?" I says, "Well, actually, it was a company affiliated with Robert Kiyosaki, and that's my boy, Robert Kiyosaki's my boy. So I just knew everything, you know." I said, "Well, you know, I want to get my money back because I never did it. They was giving me a run around. But, man, as soon as I called that bank, I got that money back. But if it wasn't the next day, it was the same day. I called into Wells Fargo. I don't know which one. Well, Bank of America, because I got two accounts. And, brother, they hurried up and gave my money back. They are definitely afraid of those banks.
All right.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. What about credit union?
Credit union, probably the same thing. All those debit cards, when you use your cards and stuff, all that come out of the banks. You see, them banks be looking over those transactions. So these companies and stuff, they don't want to get on the bad side of them banks. And as soon as they find out that you done contacted the bank and you disputing a charge or disputing a transaction, oh man, them companies get deathly afraid of that, bro. That company gave me, look here, bro, they gave me my money back. Look like the next day. You know what I mean? And they, you know, I've done it twice. Now I see how easy it is. You know, sometimes when you buy something, you know, whatever, you know, I know how easy it is. Now I feel a whole lot better because, you know, if I can't talk sense with the company, I just go, I just call the bank, tell the bank handle it. I say, I dispute them because they don't. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you something. Now, Blog Talk Radio. Well, I keep that. That's all right. Block Talk Radio. I handle Block Talk Radio. Yeah, I handle Block Talk Radio. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, because I've had an account with them a long time, and sometimes I add accounts.
You know what I just do too? When I have a dispute like that, I try to always go back and talk to the same person. So I wouldn't have to explain everything all over again.
Yeah.
Same person. Every time, if I complain, you know, if I got a complaint, you know, and I get the person's name who I got an understanding with, you know, and so if it happens again, you know, the people know what I'm coming to them with.
I found out through trial and error, man. Ain't nothing like them banks, brother. Once you tell them banks that you got a dispute, in other words, they cheat me. Tell them the banks, somebody cheating you. Yeah, they look out for you. Because that's their system. Okay. You know, that's their whole, you know, that's how they make them trillions of dollars by
They ain't going to risk that.
You know, that's their system.
She lied to her. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, man, that's their whole system, man. You know,
I tell you somebody else to get on. I tell you somebody else to get on them, but I mean, is the BB, the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
Boy,
all right.
Man, you got some problems, and you call it to the Better Business Better Bureau of Business. They'll get on it. Like white on rice. They'll jump right on it.
Right.
You got any kind of problem with lawyers, with anybody that got a business, any kind of business, you call it a Better Business Bureau, and you'll see it do the same thing that you talking about that the bank would do, you know, Better Business Bureau. That's the best thing America could have, the Better Business Bureau. They'll get on it for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
They be calling you back and they do all that investigating and all everything, you know. And that person that did it is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a business that you did something that was illegal. Are you scamming somebody? You doing something? You know, call a Better Business Bill.
Mm-hmm.
BBB. Yes, sir. That's another one. Just add to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Well, see, Experian, now, Experian was so cold that I do remember, Experian was taking $16, $15, $16, $20 on my account. And I do remember how I was trying to fight them. I just changed my account. But next thing you know, they entered into the new account. Like, they didn't found my money in the new account. And I was saying, see, that's because they are a credit bureau. You know, and they got ways of getting all in your business. You know, you got your social security number and all like that, and they know the different names you may use. So I was finding this.
So you made agreement with them. I mean, with that, with the people you're talking about, you make an agreement with them, a written agreement that you have a certain amount in your account.
Experian is a credit bureau.
Yeah,
it's three of them: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And I was using them because I was trying to straighten up my credit. But they was taking money out, and I said I felt like I didn't need them no more. I didn't need them. So I get on the phone, and they would, you know, just keep me on the phone for hours. And, you know, and I said, see, this is how they get people, because you can't call them up and tell them, hey, stop going in my account, because they just keep you on the phone. And so I think I did a long time ago is I changed my account, but they got into the new account and was taking money out.
Red flag.
Taking money out.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop them, man. They just like gangsters, you know, get in your account.
I had to get rid of a credit card. You know, it's credit. I forgot the name of it, but you know, and I was paying all the amount of money that I owe on my credit card, and I was doing it religiously, and because I had to drawn it out automatically, and they weren't paying no type of. They couldn't take out no type of interest because I paid 12% more. Brother told me just pay about 12% more than the amount, you know, and they can't take out no interest. So I did that, and they didn't like that, and so they said that my bank that I had, that they supposed to have got the money out that month. It wasn't no money there. I checked back with it, was money there. You know, and they wanted to charge me for it. So I told them what happened, that I have never missed a payment, never missed a payment because I got you on automatic payment, and I'm gonna pay you off, you know, but I'm gonna let people know about you, you know, and I'm gonna discontinue, you know, I'm tearing up my card, you know, but that's what happened to me. And it was a credit card, you know, company, you know, and they writing me almost every day, talking about they gonna give me $5,000, credit, you know, I can, all kind of things where they trying to get me back again.
Right.
I keep turning them down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Because of what they did, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. We cooked out here, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to watch it. Yeah, you got to be on your toes. Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, so I'll have some more. We'll have some. Okay, yeah. Shuja,
give me your zip code.
Huh? Yeah.
708-12.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
The place I'm looking at, it might have a different zip code. Do that make any difference?
Give us that zip code that, you know, the new place, other place.
Yeah, okay, I mean, then. Okay, I'll text it to you.
Well, I can look at if you. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you give me the address of the place, you know.
Yeah.
If you text it to me and then give me the address, and then I can start
absolutely
right there.
You
also
have You don't have
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me get it down. Yeah, okay. If I can get yours too, Brother Akbar.
Okay,
three.
Yes, sir.
3-0-0-32. Okay. 0-0-32. Okay. All right. Praise be to Allah. Well, all right then. Okay. You know, let's do as much as we can every day until it get done, inshallah. You know,
inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
We thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Let's keep our prayers up and ask Allah to help us. Please help us.
I mean, you want to close it out? You want to close it out?
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Close it out. 6 o'clock. Alhamdulillah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
السلام عليكم. Well, thank you, Master Lamb.